Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Bishop Robert Brennan, our bishop. Welcome, Bishop.
Thank you, Father Adam. Good to be with you today.
Great to have you. Bishop and I are continuing our conversation on the joy of the gospel and how it relates to his vision for our diocese. Let us begin with a prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Heavenly Father, you have called us at our baptism to be disciples and to be missionary disciples. Fill us with that courage and that commitment. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, Bishop and I have been going over this document by Pope Francis on the joy of the gospel. We're at paragraph 120. We are kind of making a big jump. We were at paragraph 28 last time. but, you know, giant leaps. Two things strike me in paragraph 120. First, the Holy Father says, all of the baptized, whatever their position in the church or their level of instruction in the faith, are agents of evangelization. And it would be insufficient to envisage a plan of evangelization to be carried out by professionals, while the rest of the faithful would simply be passive recipients. The new evangelization calls for personal involvement on the part of each of the baptized. And he goes on to say, every Christian is a missionary to the extent that he or she has encountered the love of God in Christ Jesus. So it sounds like the Holy Father is defining, you know, our identity as this phrase, missionary disciple, that we follow the Lord but constantly on mission.
Precisely. And, you know, missionary disciples, it's the both and. Now, it's becoming the new phrase. Yeah, I hear more and more about missionary disciples, but we don't want to lose the power of what the Pope is saying here. It's like the old song, love and marriage, you can't have one without the other.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be a missionary if you haven't sat at the feet of the Master. You can't be a missionary, you can't witness mm-hmm. to the Lord if you don't know who he is. Otherwise, what you're doing is witnessing to yourself, or to at least your own idea. The first stage in missionary work is to know, really to know, Jesus the risen Lord, and to experience him through the sacraments, to experience him in our prayer, to experience him by knowing him in the scriptures. Too often we really want to jump right into missionary work, and there's a lot of work to be done as disciples first, simply listening. Now, that said, discipleship isn't about being self-satisfied. It's mm-hmm. not about just sitting at the feet of the Master, but it involves now taking what we've experienced with Christ. If you've had this experience with Christ, it's not something you can keep to yourself.
I've often expressed this phrase as sort of the summary of the Second Vatican Council, in that the council called for the universal call to holiness, that everyone's called to be a disciple, and then the universal call to mission, that all of us share in the work of evangelization. And Francis gives us this neat little phrase, it really, I think, is of his. I haven't seen it in anything earlier.
I'm not sure if it may have been around a little bit in Benedict's time, but he's really set it on fire.
Yeah.
You know? But back, you know, being a disciple, you know, you think about the early apostles. They spent those 3 years just walking with him. And even Paul, after his conversion, did not go right about the missionary work. You know, we read the Acts of the Apostles, and it explains it in a sentence, and then moves right on to his missionary works. But in fact, Paul recognized that the other apostles had to spend time with Jesus, and even though his was a post-resurrection encounter with Jesus, he realized he needed to spend time with the Lord mm-hmm. before he could be a missionary.
And that, I think, is a crucial lesson to us all. You know, a lot of people, not to go down this, because it's kind of tried and true, the Martha-Mary
right.
distinction. But it does kind of encompass you know, that we first have to, like Mary, sit at the feet of the Lord.
That's right.
You know, the primacy before we can be about the Lord's business, you know.
That's right.
The I think with this call to missionary disciple too, and I think you alluded to it, is there is a point where we have to recognize that we're not going to be a perfectly formed disciple in the sense of fullness, and that not because a lot of people are afraid and they'll be like, well, I don't know enough about the faith. Or I can't defend every single thing that the church teaches. And so therefore, I don't really feel like I should be going out there, or that I'm worthy, or that I can go out there. Mm-hmm. But the Holy Father is very clear that you don't have to be a theologian or a master catechist to be evangelist.
No.
All you need to know is the love of Jesus Christ.
Exactly. And no one should think that they're excluded from this. So, you know, he says, every Christian is challenged here and now to be actively engaged in evangelization. He says, if we've experienced God's love, then that's it. That's the power. He goes on a little bit later on. You know, we don't need much time or lengthy training to go out and proclaim that love of God that we've experienced. Witnessing and missionary work is essentially saying, I've encountered the Lord, and he's changed my life, and you should see the difference it makes, and, you know, I invite you to the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's rather simple. It goes back to what we were talking about, the work of evangelization, early on in our conversations. We don't begin missionary work. We don't begin evangelization by teaching the creed or by giving a list of doctrine. We begin with a person,
mm-hmm.
by an encounter with Jesus Christ. And so, yeah, you don't need to be a doctor of the church to give that witness.
If you're tuning in, this is Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger, and with me today is Bishop Brennan. We've been talking about this call that the Holy Father has given us. Really, I would say it's a description that all of us are to be missionary disciples. And that, I think, is the idea of, you know, of a missionary, you know, and what evangelization is, which we have talked about in other conversations. But it really is this giving witness to an encounter, to the encounter with Christ.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, a lot of it begins right at home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're missionaries, first of all, to our families. We're missionaries when we teach children the traditions that have been handed on to us, when we teach our children to pray. We're missionaries when we encourage each other along the way and see what God sees in each other. So, you know, you don't have to go far to be a missionary.
Yeah, that's beautiful. The message, and our Holy Father will talk about this a little bit later. Maybe we can begin to talk about it. But the evangelization that we're called to do, he talks about in paragraph 127 through 129. You know, it's not a huge thing. You know, like, it's not as if we have to come up with our own program,
right,
or, you know, go off to the foreign nations, as you said. It's really something in our daily conversations,
that's right,
that this evangelization, this missionary work happens.
You're right. And sometimes it's, again, being clear about who we are and what we believe, not using it as a club over anyone's head, but then linking that to a life of integrity. If people know that I'm a Christian, if people know that I'm a Catholic Christian, and I'm not going to get involved in gossip, that speaks volumes. You know, if I try to build somebody up, it speaks volumes. If I say, I'm sorry, I can't be there, I'm going to Mass with my family on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or even as a kid, and it's good. You don't have to look like a holy roller. You can blame it on your parents. You can say, oh, my family's making me go to Mass on Sunday. I'll see you later.
Yeah. That sort of small little subtle witness. The Holy Father says on repeated times that sometimes, yes, sometimes we can give an articulation of what Jesus Christ has done, sort, or we can quote scripture. But a lot of time it is that witness, you know, the witness of what he's done for us, the witness of joy, of the witness of having been forgiven.
Right, exactly. That's right, the witness of having been forgiven.
So yeah. All these small little ways. Well, Bishop, let us end with a prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for all of your blessings. At our baptism, you have made us sons and daughters of our beloved Father. We ask, O Lord, that you help us to form us to be missionary disciples, that in all of our relationships and in every context you put us, we might proclaim Jesus Christ and witness to him and what he has done for us. We ask this in the name of the same Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You have been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. My name is Father Adam Streitenberger. I'm your host, and with me today has been Bishop Brennan, our bishop here in Columbus. Thank you, Bishop.
Thank you. Glad to be with all of you.
So great to have you. Until next time, peace and all good.
A reading from the second letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 5, verses 14 through 19. We urge you, brothers, admonish the idle, cheer the faint-hearted, support the weak, be patient with all. See that no one returns evil for evil. Rather, always seek what is good, both for each other and for all. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In all circumstances give thanks, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the Spirit.